Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia Patrick. The Business of Money podcast is part of the Women's Wealth Institute brand, where here I share my tips, my thoughts, my tricks, my ramblings, all about the business of money, my money, and your money. I usually focus on my money and then turn around and focus on your money and what I've learned from handling my money. And maybe you can learn something when you are handling your money from me. So there's really no basic direction. Sometimes I think I might filter in personal finance along with business finance, but it's being unfiltered. I'm trying not to be so staid in, stiff, and just kind of talk like we're having a conversation like I usually do with my family. So I'm sitting in my living room. I have to go into work today at 2. I work at Walmart because I was driving Uber full time. I had left my part-time teaching job, teaching folks who come into the country and they learn about business. My skill was teaching those who come into the country, English is their second language, and I teach them technical business skills, stuff that's pretty hard. I didn't know that was a skill until I got hired for it twice. And hated that, hated traveling in to Midtown, and decided I was going to drive Uber full time because I can make a living out of it, which I did. And then somebody hit me from behind and I had to go back to working for someone. That someone turned out to be Walmart. Part-time, not full-time. And this is where the direction for this particular segment goes. Working for someone full-time, can't see doing it ever again because of the taxes. Working part-time means I'm not paying so much in taxes on the W-2. I'd rather pay the taxes on the income earned from my business than taxes on W-2 because the taxes on W-2 is much higher than taxes on my business income. So when Walmart decided to cut hours to save money, we get it. I mean, I'm not mad at them, which is a brilliant tactic. Everybody would start bitching and moaning about how their hours are cut and how they're going to make their bills and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I hope they cut my hours some more. I was at 40 hours, now I'm down to 30 hours, so I'm 10 hours short. Perfect. That's 10 hours of taxes I don't have to pay. That's how I look at it. I don't need the return at the end of the refund at the end of the year. It's a nice to have, and I got it, but I already have to amend my return because I did not add my Uber income. So I have to amend. I didn't know I made so much from Uber in the past 6 months or maybe the past year and found out I made like $30,000 driving full time. And most of that was made within the time I was driving since August. August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 7 months. I think in 7 months I was making like 30 grand. That's a lot of money, right? That's more than what I was making at school. And then when I found out, I was like, because I thought I made like, 6,000. Nope. So I have to amend my 2025 return. To account for my Uber income, and then I'll owe money. So, and that's okay. I'll have the money to pay that liability, but still, I'd rather pay that because now I think I saw that I would owe $2,000, something like that. And then I think state-wise, I would owe like $1,000 or something. So altogether about $3,000 because I did the numbers first. So I say that to say this. You're working a W-2, and if you have dependents, you're good. If you don't, and you're single, and you're having, and you have two jobs, all you're doing is giving the money to the IRS. You have to find a way to have income that's business income that is taxed less overall, as opposed to seeing your hard-earned money at the end of the year where you're owing money. Because W-2 money is taxed the highest in this country. You're almost just say 40%. I always say 40%. It's probably not that much, but 40%, not 50, is, let's see, our highest tax bracket, I think, is 35%. So that's why I add on a bit of 4%. The highest tax bracket is 35% because we live in a progressive tax system. And every other dollar is taxed at the next rate. I'm not going to explain that. It's just every other dollar is taxed at the next rate. Most people do not know their effective tax rate, nor do they know their marginal tax rate. All they know is they're paying these taxes and it comes out of their check. And they're looking at, and then on top of that, even if you have pre-tax expenses, your 401k, any health care deductions, whatever, you are still taxed at the highest rate. And the more money you make, the more taxes you're paying. Welcome to America. So you have to start looking at educating yourself. And this is not that kind of business or channel to educate you on effective rates and marginal rates and things like that. That's a tax class. That's a tax workshop. That's something that comes from your accountant or whoever's doing your taxes. And 9 times out of 10, if you ask them, if you're using Uncle Joe or Uncle Dan and they're just doing taxes and they're a tax person, but they're not an accountant or a CPA or anything like that, well, what's my effective tax rate? Huh? Oh, what's my marginal tax rate? Huh? Then you need to find someone that can help educate you in the tax area, or you just jump on YouTube and they can tell you. This is not that channel though. That's too complicated for me to get into and it's a little boring, but you are now aware of an effective rate and a marginal rate. So I say that to say this. I'll give you a case study. My cousin, she works at Walmart and she's always doing overtime and she's smart. She's smarter than she thinks she is. She's a virtual assistant. She's an event planner. She's an excellent admin person, excellent operations person, the kind of person very organized with her work. Personally, but within the work, she's a hard worker, very good at what she does. And I keep telling her, you need to be a virtual admin. There's people out there who need help, whether they're organizing their books or you want to go in and organize their whatever. But you're excellent at administrative work and can make you, and people are always asking her to help them with something. So I might just charge them some money and don't do it for free because they're always asking you to do something. Yeah, I know, but. Okay, I know, but. So she's always a bit strapped. She was working two jobs, Kroger and Walmart. So I'm like, all right, and she did that for a long time. She got tired, and she wound up quitting Kroger, and she stayed at Walmart. That's how I got the job at Walmart. So she tells me again, well, I'm gonna go back to Walmart. And I'm like, okay. But she doesn't have a car, so she's already having challenges getting around back and forth from Walmart to work. Now, she only lives down the block, so she can walk to work. She can take the bus to work. She can take a cab to work. She was doing Uber, but she's had to constantly adjust her way to get to Walmart because she doesn't have a car. She has access to one, but she can't always use it. So that's a personal problem. But regardless, she's like, well, I got the interview at Walmart and I'm going to go for orientation. And she went for orientation Wednesday. So as we're always talking, when people do things that I can see is going to cost them problems later on, I don't think people see their own patterns and what happens later on down the line. I know I see mine, which is how I can see it for others. I know I have to, me working part-time, I have to make sure I have money to pay my rent. And we get to split our payments up, which is the best thing ever. Because now it's I can pay my rent in two payments. I have that flexibility. That works for me. I can save up and pay the rent all at one time, but I don't make that much money. But the ability to split my payments up, I still have to pay a fee. That's the cost of the convenience of me doing that without me having to go get another job. Right? Now, I do see that changing, and that's a whole nother conversation. So I'm ramping up my business so that I don't have to worry about my rent, put it to you that way. And I won't say worry. It's just that my cash flow needs to come in a little bit better. That's my solving my problem with my cash flow. But I don't have a whole lot of outgoing expenses. It's just operational expenses, my light bill. I don't have cable. I don't have subscription. I only have my YouTube and my business subscriptions, Canva and Zoom. And I can space those out where I can pay 1 month and not the next month and pay 1 month and not like I have. I like the flexibility so that I have the cash when I need it. And not have to scramble for it. So as she's talking to me, I'm like, well, you don't have a car. How are you going to get back and forth to Kroger? She goes, well, getting to Kroger, the whole point of Kroger is so I can get a car. I said, but how would you do that? Did you calculate how much your Uber costs? Now, I only ask this question because I had to calculate how much my Uber cost is. It's always from my perspective. Like, this is what I had to do, and I can see how I might be strapped. So I'm trying to figure out how you're doing it, and you had to get a second job. And you're going further. You're not going to the Uber. You're not going to the Kroger around the corner. You're going to a whole nother city. And that's going to cost you. It's already costing you a lot of money just to drive the Uber getting back and forth to Walmart. So you're saying, well, I'll have the money from Kroger and I'll be able to get myself a car. All right, but you're only working 2 days a week, maybe three. And if you're only going 3 days a week and it's paying you $16 an hour, that's about $300 a week. However, it costs you about $300 a week to get back and forth between Uber and Walmart. So how would you save money for a car? And we're not talking a month, it's a week. Because you got to go to one place, you're taking the Uber three times. So we did the math and I was like, well, once you do the math, it doesn't make sense for you to take the job at Kroger because the transportation is going to eat your money up. Now, it won't be like that all the time. Maybe you'll get picked up. Maybe you'll get a ride. Somebody might give you back. So you get to save a little money. But trying to save for a car and then trying to do Uber, well, that's going to be a bit of a challenge if you would have to make adjustments other places. It's not impossible. But the way that you're doing it, it seems like that job at Kroger, all you're doing is having that money just to get back and forth from the two jobs. And then there's the money that you're using to pay your bills. And then you're going to be working an 8-hour day and then another 4 hours because you work full time at Walmart. So now you're doing 12, 14 hour, 16 hour days. And she was like, well, I never thought about that. Well, not the hours, just the money that it's going to take to get back and forth to Uber, to Kroger. And she said, I didn't look at it that way. I'm like, and see, this is exactly what you did and how you got the car last time. You were working at Walmart, then you were working at Kroger, and you recognized you needed a car. So you save some money, right? Because you're only going around the corner. But it's costing you $30 in the morning, and then another $15 getting to another place, and then another $30 at night. $30 is $60, and $15 is $10. So that's $60, $70 plus $5 is $75 a day. You do that by 3 days, that's what? 100, 75 times 3, 15, carry the 1, 35, 4. So that's what? 4, 15, carry the 1, 75, that's 35, what? 36, 3, 6, 3 and change, so 75 is 150. Plus another 75, $225, something like that. It's a lot of money. So for 3 days. So my point is that look at the cost and before this. So I'm like, you need to look at, she still took the job. Because now she's not willing to go back. She'd rather figure out how to make it work than to not spend the time and energy wasting 4 hours, not 4 hours. Let's say it's really about 6 hours, because if she's working, if she does Kroger on her day off, she has time. So she can work in the morning and she can probably do 8 hours and 8 hours the next day. Then the 2 days, 3 days off, she's doing 8 hours. So that's 24 hours. Okay, that's fine. But if it coincides with her Walmart, because, you know, employers don't care about your outside, anything outside of them doesn't matter. So you could be scheduled for, she could be scheduled for Walmart in the morning and then go into Kroger in the afternoon. So if she has to get to work and she has to be there by 8, let's say, and now she's working 8 to 3, and she has to be to work at Kroger at 4. She's got to get across town to get to the other job, right? And that gives her an hour. The Uber might be out there. So now when she gets there, it might, depending on traffic, it would just give that a whole hour. She got an hour to get to work. And then she's got to get off. It might take her an hour to get home, depending on if the Uber comes on time or if she gets picked up or whatever. So again, that's still 4 hours. So that's 6 hours of her time that she could have spent working on a client and making the same $7,500. But it could be $7,500 and that's 3 hours, because maybe she bills by the time. And then take on another client work, and then she's got 3 more hours. And so now, and she can charge a little more, and she can sit at home and do it. So I'm like, well, then take the money and then buy yourself a computer. Even if you buy the computer on layaway or something like that, or buy now, pay later. That's an investment of the money that you're making at Walmart. Take the money, get yourself a computer. You already have internet. And then, again, start marketing. When people ask you something, say, I sure can do that. Book my time. Check out, here's my booking. And schedule the time with me, and I certainly can handle that. And you just upload your documents, and that's how it's done. Because it can be done. And I say that for myself as well. But I'm focusing on events. I'm not focusing on services, because I don't like services. I think they take too long. But my events still have to be marketed. So again, I've said to one of the barbers, I usually have like something that's for solopreneurs. You think you'd be interested? He goes, sure. I'm like, then you, I live in an apartment community. You're a barber. I don't see traffic coming in here. You're going to have to market yourself. So maybe I'll sponsor something here at my community. Then you can come kind of hang out, hand out your card and let people know that you're right there at the Walmart. Or maybe you go do home services and because you got a booth. So you have this money that's being spent, but there's no traffic coming in because I walk past this barbershop every day. Are you booked? So I have to say the same thing for myself. But mine is still a car. I don't have to go out and rent a venue. So I think about the cost and how to keep my costs down. So I think about keeping my home costs down. And then I think about keeping my business costs down and making sure my marketing is 100% free. And you have to think the same way. Think through it. The point of the podcast, the point of the session is to think through what you are planning on doing and the opportunity cost of what when you don't do it. And what is it going to cost you in the long run? And even though for her, Kroger is a short-term solution, it can turn into long-term because that you get used to that money coming in. But this is her third go-round with working at both jobs. And I'm like, but you sat on the couch watching television versus trying to solve the problem with the contacts you've already have, right? And that's where you mess up because you're laying on the couch, you're not doing anything. And you're watching TV and you're not trying to find at least an alternative. You didn't say, hey, Nia, can I come to your house and use your laptop? Because I said you could do that too. You can run your whole business from my conference room or my house. And then you can, I'm home. And you can run your whole business by renting my laptop, using it to do what you need to do. And then when you go home, so you don't even leave, and I wasn't going to give her my laptop. She'll probably sell it. But use my laptop. I have an extra one. And you can run your whole business off of that. And when you go home, you don't even have to worry about that. Right? You don't have to worry about. And then you figure out how to reach out. You're already online. And then you can go home and then you can not, and you have your phone. So once you have your phone, and you can use your phone to run a business today. Trust me, I'm recording my podcast on my phone. I was always hesitant to record my podcast on my phone because you can't see me. But I recognize I don't always want to turn on my laptop. I don't always want to show my face. And I can put these on my website and then I can do some where I'm live or I can do some where I'm visual. But I can't say that I can't record a podcast because I'm using my voice recorder right now to record my podcast and I'm going to stick it on my site. And it's about progress. I put my blog post up. I thought I would do video blog posts and I would hold myself back saying, oh, I only need to do video. Nope. I was doing cocktails and conversations where I'm going to do Zoom. And then my internet was acting up because I have internet on my phone, not in the house, because I don't believe in paying for two internets. So I just recorded right off my phone. Then my phone died. But that's okay because I was recording my podcast I was recording my podcast and I said I'd do my cocktails and conversations whether I have people sign up or not. Now I'm not going to take it off my site. If people show up, that's great, but I can still do it all from my phone. So instead of me laying down on my bed and laying down and relaxing before I get ready to go to work, it's 11:08. I'm like, I'll just record my podcast. I'm sitting here finishing up my coffee. I'm going to get dressed, go to the pool, and I'm going to record some more there, see what I got going on, maybe do some posts, and probably load my podcast onto my, I have a website, but even if I didn't, I can still load it up to YouTube through my phone. YouTube is better on the phone anyway, I realize. Everything now is better on the phone. So here's the takeaway, because I'm going to finish my coffee and go into my pool. It looks like it's a really nice day outside. And maybe I'll sit outside and record. And maybe I might do live. I don't know. But don't waste time. Look at the cost of what it takes for you to make that extra income or make an income. A lot of people have been jumping on YouTube right where they are because they believe they can make money from it if they get monetized. But have something else, a service, something you can do. Look at the cost of you going out to get a second job and waiting to get paid, which we all hate. Or trying to get your service out there as soon as you can and raise your prices the moment you can. But if you don't know your base and you haven't cut back, all you're doing is taking the money and you're using it not toward the goal that you want, but just to play catch up. And most people are trying to play catch up, because they're already behind and they're finding these short-term solutions by getting a second job. When that same time of worrying about the problem and then working on something to help solve the problem, and I always say, I don't care what anybody says, any hustle is better than no hustle. Get out there and drive Uber if you have to. Everybody was like, oh, no, I don't want to drive Uber, because I drove Uber. And why would I do that? Until they're like, oh, I need extra money. How's that Uber thing working for you? Well, I do Uber full time. You do it full time. Well, it's money every single day. That's what I liked about Uber. Then I was told, get a car and go back to the Ubering. Nope. Uber has changed. I already lived that life. And I could have died when I drove Uber the last time, when I got into that accident. The freeways have changed. I watched them change. And you got to be aware of stuff like that. The freeways have changed. People are driving more recklessly. People are under a lot of stress right now. I've watched myself go through 3 accidents. This was my 3rd one that completely totaled my car. That God told me it's time, the Uber's done. Don't go back there. So no, that's not a viable path for me now. Now, I could rent my car out. I can throw it on Turo and work from home and make that money from home. Because I'm like, I'll just Uber everywhere. It's different being in the Uber versus me driving as the Uber. But even then, I'm like, well, do I really need a car if my business is all remote and I don't have to go out there? I can have everything delivered, or I could take a Uber. Right, I've already rode in an Uber 3 times now. All my drivers seem to be pretty, they were all decent. So it's a viable transportation, but as a business now, no, I'm not doing that. Right, I did like driving around and seeing all of Georgia, but going back to working from home is my goal. Going out someplace, yeah, a car might be necessary for that. If I want to go to the grocery store, I can have my groceries delivered. I don't have to. And then just making sure the person delivers the groceries to my house. You know, there's all these little things that you don't really see, right? For my pool and having networking by the pool or hosting by the pool, they're telling us we can only have 2 people that are allowed in the pool. Since when? Says who? Right. So I say that to say this. Think through what it is you're trying to accomplish and find ways to work through the challenge, not necessarily avoid the challenge. So with my cousin and her job, if you're going to do it, then, and you're going to do this Kroger thing, then figure out how to reduce your transportation. Right. And you're saying you want to get a car. All right. If you're going to get a car, then don't try to get an expense. Maybe you need a $1,500 car versus a $10,000 car or a $2,500 car, $25,000 car. You just need a $1,500 car to get you from A to B. And then that's a different story. Right. Maybe you need a $5,000 car or a $3,000 car. So that way you can save up faster for what you need by cutting back a little bit on the groceries, no doubt. And then now you have the money to save. That's a different conversation. Like, it can be done, but don't set yourself up saying, oh, you're going to need a $500 payment. Nope. Not when you're only bringing in $300 a week. All right. That's it for me. I think I've ran out. I think I'm going to get up. Like I said, I'm going to get up and go out to my pool. It looks gorgeous outside before I have to go into work. But this is Nia. This is the Business of Money podcast, part of the Women's Wealth Institute brand. Check us out at www.womenswealthinstitute.com. Everything is linked below. You will see it on my website. And if you happen to visit through my website, and I will catch you on the next one.